What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. My name is David Kesey, and I'm the head coach and founder of The League and creator of Sales Impact Academy. And today on Find a Way Daily, I want to talk to you about a book that's got something really good in it for you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily. We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So if you're like me, you're always looking for the next edge, for the unfair advantage to win over the competition, right? And as such, you're always looking for what kind of skill, what kind of strategy can I put in place? What can I do to make myself more productive? What can I do to weaponize myself so that I'm more efficient and more effective? And as such, I was reading this book. It's called Pitch Anything. And I want to just kind of do a book review for you and kind of let you know one of the things that I thought was in here. Now, in most books, right, I think you'll agree, in most books today, there's a lot of fluff, but there's usually, I'm always looking for that one idea. Where's the $1 million in this book? What's the one idea that if I implement it, boom, I'll have a little bit of a breakthrough? And that's, I recommend you look at books the same way, but I wanna kinda just give you the thing that I took away from this book. Now, I already kinda knew this thing I'm about to talk to you about, and I do it pretty well, but I think it's a good reminder because whatever we're aware of, that's what we tend to execute on, right? So the book's called Pitch Anything, and he talks a lot about something called framing. And you know, we're doing this all day long, framing. Some people call it recontextualizing. And all we're talking about here is looking at a certain context in a certain perspective. That's really all we're talking about. But what I want to kind of bring to your attention right now is if you're somebody who's looking to improve your sales, and most of the people that, you know, watch the stuff that I do and most of my clients, they are all salespeople. They're all entrepreneurs. They need to make sales. And so if you are somebody who's wanting to increase your sales, you can really, you can raise your conversion ratio. You can improve how many listing presentations or how many presentations you go on and get contracts signed. You can really do a lot of that kind of stuff if you learn the art of framing. And framing is just this. It's looking through a certain perspective. You know, in NLP communication, one of the things I teach in Sales Impact Academy is how do you reframe a certain situation to handle objections? How do you reframe a certain situation so that the client sees it in a certain way? Because the truth is, I mean, has there ever been a time for you and your life where you thought something was a bad idea and then later on looked at it a different perspective and you're like, dang, that's actually a pretty good idea? That's the art of framing. And so there's things like a power frame, right? I'm sure that you've seen all the pictures online. If you Google it right now, you'll see presidents always wanting to take a power position. That's going through a certain framing, right? So I want to kind of just lay the groundwork here and one, just tell you to go read the book, right? Like, awesome book. I think it's amazing. But I want to talk to you about the power frame specifically. So when you're walking into a presentation, what a lot of people do, or when they go to close, they do certain things that put the client in the position of the authority, right? They'll say something like, so what do you think? Should we do it? What do you mean, should we do it? Like, if you go to the doctor is a perfect example of a power frame, right? You walk into does the doctor go, well, you know, I know you got these headaches that are really bad, and oh, there's a lot of things that think it looks like you might need brain surgery, but you know, what do you think we should do? You would get up and you would run. You'd be like, oh my God, I can't deal with this. So there's a lot of ways that you can keep the authority. And I want to give you a couple ways. I'm gonna give you two ways, okay? Number one is just to ask better questions. I'll give you an example, right? So let's say that you're gonna go, your car's making a noise and you need to get it fixed. And so you call up the first mechanic and you say, hey, my car's making some noise, what should I do? And they're like, oh, bring it around 5 o'clock. We can figure it out. You're like, oh, okay, great. But then you're like, I'm gonna shop around. You call another mechanic and you say, hey, Mr. Mechanic, my car is making some noise. What should I do? And he's like, well, that's interesting. What kind of noise is it making? Well, it's making kind of like a high-pitched noise. Oh, that's interesting. Does it happen when you start the car or when it's been running for a while? It happens when I start it. Oh, okay, interesting. Is it coming from the left side of the car or the right side of the car? Well, it's coming from the left side of the car. I know what that is. Bring it around 5 o'clock. We'll have it all fixed for you. Who has the authority? That second guy, right? Why? Because he asked questions that put him in a powerful frame. Now, there's other ways that you can do power framing. You read it in the book, but I don't want to give you the actual thing that they're doing in the book because I want you to go read it. But I want you to understand that by asking the right questions, you can take over that power frame, okay? There's a lot of other ways that you can do it. You can do it by your tonality. Here's another way of doing it. You can have tonality where you, like, if you say, so what do you think, right? Like, when you go up, so when do you plan on moving? You could say it like that, or you can go, so let me ask you something. When do you plan on moving? right? And that's a very assumptive. If you look at the doctor doesn't go, and when does it hurt? He goes, okay, when is it hurting? Right? They have a downward swing. When you have a downward swing, that creates authority. That creates a power framing. I want you to go read this book, Pitch Anything. I don't get anything for it. It's not like I'm not doing one of those affiliate things. I don't really have affiliate things where I send you and I get a piece of the book. I'm not doing that. I think that this would serve you. I was reading through this and I thought to myself, you know what? I think this would serve the people that watch my videos. So go out and read Pitch Anything and, you know, continue the discussion. Leave me a comment below. Let's talk a little bit about power framing. There's a lot of other framing in here that I think is really amazing. Go into it. Read the book, start a comment, and let's just do a little bit of discussion because, look, I'm committed, relentlessly committed to you raising your level of influence and you selling at a higher level because you and I both know if you master the game around sales, you master the game around marketing, your life becomes better, not just in your business, but in your life, in your relationships. When you can connect with influencers, when you can connect with people that can help you, serve you, I mean, look, you got to understand something. Every dollar you'll ever make will come from another human being. And everything is possible through people, but only if you can communicate at a high level, okay? So I'm committed to helping you. If you guys haven't checked out Sales Impact Academy, I highly recommend you go to the site, go check it out. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly demand and find a way to win. I'll talk to you guys next time.